Okay. Thanks, Ian Hay. We have a little bit to finish up on Ian Dollar, and then we'll get going. So we were just talking yesterday, we talked about the, talking about blood. We had this case where you had the, it was according to Tosos, you had the case where the raw meat was soaked in the, vinegar. Apparently, there was another way to get rid of the blood. You know, we talk about roasting, we talk about salting, also with this vinegar. So Amalei, Ramar bar Amemar l'Ravashi, Abba, my father, I mean Amemar, Megamalei Gume, I think we did this yesterday, he would swallow this liquid that obviously didn't become red, and he wasn't choshesh for any dam. And he could amri Ravashi Gufi Megamalei Gume, that Ravashi himself would swallow it. Okay, Amalei mar bar Amemar l'Ravashi, Abba, my father, meaning Amemar, Hai chala the chalip echad zimna. The chomets, the vinegar that he would use one time to soak the meat to remove the blood, to lo ta'ani chalit bay. He would no longer use it a second time because I guess after the first time it extracted the blood, it lost its pungency or its potency to do the extraction. The Gemara asks, my shna, why isn't any different michala masmaha the chalitin bay? Why isn't any different than a weak vinegar to start with? If vinegar that's weak to start with, you would use that to soak the meat. He says, Hassam, there, when it comes to the weak vinegar to begin with, Isa l'kihuya d'pira be'ena. Aval, by the vinegar that was used once already, Lesa l'kihuya d'pira be'ena. Rashi says, Igror mitam ha'pri omid bo shalo hotzi menu klum, v'yafu pi shahukosh me'elav and skakotamo mochi dam shekocho b'kirbo. It may be weak, but it still doesn't have, like, it's not like poison, so to speak, with the blood that came in to begin with, so it still has the power to remove. But the one that was already used once, it already has the tam of the whatever was soaked in it, and therefore even if it's a stronger vinegar, it loses its ability to extract because I guess the taste of the tam that was brought in, it removes its ability to suck out any further. Okay, next. So the Mishnah said that we're not allowed to we don't grill the Pesach on the right. We said it on the spit. And then right, the Mishnah continued lo al achsala and not on the grill basically, which was some sort of, you know, metallic thing with the fire underneath. And then we have the story that Rav Tzadok brings a story of Maisa Rav Gamliel who told Tevi to grill it on the Aksala. So the Gemara says, Maisa Listor, you're coming in to bring, you're telling me A, and then you're bringing a story to tell me B. It's usually not the way the Mishnah, you know, it's not the way it works. Maisa Listor, so the Gemara says, and we answer the way we always answer Maisa Listor. Chisur Mechser V'Hafkitani, something's missing in the Gemara. Right, and then the Mishnah, and this is how you're supposed to read it. Some words are missing. Basically, you read them as like this. Number one, ain't stolen. That's a Pesach Achsal. You may not grill it on the grill. The im achsal minu keves, but if it's a holy, if it's a hold or it's slotted, read im achsal minu keves, then that's mutter. And Amar Rav Tzadok, Ma'aser Rav Gamliel, Shama Teviyadim, say with stolen was a Pesach Achsal minu keves. You can do it on this slotted grill. What's slotted grill? Rashi says minu keves. Asuya kibrichim gain shalano. It's made of these poles like ours. Beish chalal gadol ben briach l'riach. There's a big gap between each ring or each rung. Menosin hashepud l'rachbo. And here, right, not to here, we're doing it horizontally. Now here, they're doing it horizontally, right? The kol hatle nitzel ba'avish ben shnei abrichim. And the entire tle is hanging between the two rungs. She'ein b'saro no ge'ebi barzel. It's not, the meat is not touching of the metal. Basically, here is like a what we thought. You put it on the spit. You have the two rungs on the side. The spit holds onto the rungs, and then you roast it horizontally, as opposed to what we had yesterday, which is up and down with the mouth facing down. Okay. Next, just a bit of review. Remember from the second parak, when the Daf Chavav Amud Beis, there was a machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim. What is the story if you have bread that was baked in an oven that was fired up, right? That was created with the klipos of egozim rimonim of orla. We use orla produce to create, sort of, to fire and to create the oven, because those things are asr bahana. And now, when the fire is burning itself, Rebbe would hold that the pas is asura, because he said shvach etzim the pas. He said it was asur. Chachamim said that the pas was muteris because he said ain shvach etzim the pas. So now the Gemara is in Misupuk. What's the din according to Rebbe, who says that this pas that is baked with this oven that's being used with the flame, the fire from the klipe orla, What's the story if you removed the klipei orla and you're just using the heat that's remaining in the oven? You're using the heat that's remaining in the oven without the orla. You have the heat, but you don't have the source anymore. Source is gone. The fire's gone. You swept it away, and all you have inside the oven is the retained heat, which is oftentimes enough to bake. So boy mini rachinina bar adim rivada baraba. Tanor sheisiko beklipe orla. So you have these klipe orla that you use for the fire to warm the fire. Ugrafo, and then you swept them away. You swept away the orla klipos. But then after you swept it away, then you baked inside. It's not actually using the fire that's going; you're just using the heat. So mahu, what's the din? Is this mutter now? Because is we say shvach etzim or not shvach etzim in this case? He says amale hapas muteres. The pas is mutter because I guess you're not using the actual flame. You're just using the remaining heat.
We need to use direct fire ready and stuff.
What? So they're asking, now you have a case where the heat was created by something that's usher. Does Rebbe go that far and say it's usher? And the answer is no. He only goes as far as saying shvach aids in the pas if the actual fire is being created by if you're actually using the fire from something that's usher b'hana. But if the fire is gone and the only thing you're using is the heat created by Sadat Asabanda, he says, right, he says it's mutter. So Amr Lay, so now they're going to ask on Chinabar Adi, right, we're going to ask on him, how can you say that this is mutter? And once you sweep it away, it's mutter. Meaning, it's mashma, this is not considered an ish. It's not considered fire anymore. Right, Baha Amr, Rav Chanina Sava, Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Tanur, Sehisiko, you have an oven that you warmed up with the wood, I guess. You warmed it up. You burned it. Ooh, garofo, and then you removed the ashes. You removed everything, and it still has the retained heat. Vitzalo bo es haPesach, and inside there you roasted the Pesach. Ein zet sliesh. That's not considered sliesh. Why not? Why is it not considered sliesh? Shenevar. The pasuk says sliesh sliesh deipamim. The pasuk says tliyesh twice. It says va'achilu sabasa v'ayin zet tliyesh, al tochol mimna ki im tliyesh. Right? It says tliyesh two times. One second, I'm not finished with the raya. It says tliyesh tliyesh de pamim. So taima, the reason why it's usher to use the oven that has the retained heat, right? It's used to apad is because it says tliyesh tliyesh de pamim. How low goli rachmana? Had the Torah not told us, had we not had this limud of tliyesh tliyesh, havamina, we would have thought Sliashu, that as long as you have the heat that is generated by the fire, that would be sufficient. So the only reason why heat generated by a fire is not considered sufficient is because we have the name of Sliash Sliash. Meaning, otherwise, for instance, other than Korban Pesach, heat generated by whatever the heat source was is considered a fire. So why are you going to tell me that this, why does Rebbe say it's mutter? Why does Rebbe say it's mutter if you remove the klipei orla? The heat that remains is still considered part of the source. If it's still part of the source was usher, this should be usher as well. That's the Gemara's question. So Amr Lay, where Gemara says, what's the problem? Amr Lay, over there, Gali Rachman, Hasam Yafi Nominei. It's the limud of Sliash Sliash comes to teach us, based on limud, that Sliash Sliash comes to teach us, then no, that's not the case. Fire means fire, and if the remnants from the fire, the heat that's left over from the fire, is not considered fire. We learn it now from Korban Pesach, it's not make a binyan to all other places. That's why, if you remove the klipei orla, that's not considered fire, and that's not going to be a problem, even if you hold shvach etzim v'pas. Okay? That's answer number one. V'ibay seima, on answer number two, you can say, hasam taima d'ksib rachman tzliyesh shtei pamim. Over there, the reason why you cannot use it in this oven is because it says sliyesh shtei pamim, and it told us specifically that by korban pesach you have to have an ish. How lo kasav rachman et sliyesh shtei pamim? Had it not written sliyesh sliyesh and not written it twice, havamina ish kapi rachmana, we would have thought that the Torah doesn't care that it had that the Torah would only care about heat. Vafilu grofo nam sliyeshu, and even if you removed the heat source, It would still be good. Sliash one time would only tell me that you need heat, and so aval hacha. But that's the problem. That's by Korban Pesach. Aval hacha by Eitzim the Yisurka part Rachmana Halasenhu. But by Eitzim, no. What's the problem with Eitzim? The problem with the case of the Shvach Eitzim in the past, nothing to do with heat. It has to do with we're using the source. Are you using something that's usher? If you use something that's usher, it's usher. If you use something that's not, that's not. If you're not using anything that's usher, it's not usher. There's no comparison between the two. Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. We learn in a brisa. Chatacho. You not that you cut it up. You slit the Korban Pesach. You know what you're going to do with the hot toast. Just slice it a little bit. You don't go all the way through. Make it people assume that it cooks quicker. Some hot dogs are specifically not supposed to slice; they're supposed to get plump. But whatever. Look. Be careful when you're barbecuing your hot dogs. Tana Rabbanan, chatacho. You sliced it, right? The Rashi says you sliced it, but you didn't, right? Rashi says the low hibdio el chasko b'shnayim shlosh makomos lamaher tliyoso. You know, to induce the heat to come in and make it fast to grill faster. So Rebbe Omer, and you put it on coals. That's what we're talking about now. You put it on coals. Rebbe says, Omer and I say, right, Shazet Sliyesh, this is considered Sliyesh, even though it's not from the actual fire, but it's coming from the coals, that's still considered Sliyesh, and there would be a good roasting of the Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara is going to ask on Rebbe. Well, yeah, well, we said today at the beginning that they don't have to do that. That's the case of Rama Gamliel. It could be horizontal as well. So, Rami Le Rav Achdevoy Bar Ami L'Rav Chizda. So Rav Achdevoy asks to Rav Chizda, Mi Amar Rebbe, you could call him Eish Ninu. Basically, what come out from here is that Rebbe holds that Kecholim, that coals are considered Eish. Does Rebbe really say that Kecholim, that coals are considered Eish? Well, let me ask you a kasha, an apparent kasha, from the halachas of Negoyim. Alright, so the when it comes to Negoyim, it says in the Torah, in Vayikra Perek Gimel, this Ovasar Kiyev Oro Michvas Eish, Vahaya Michlas, Vahaya Michyas Hamichla Baharis. So basically, you have this sort of wound from a fire, and it turns white. That's considered a tzaras, but the wound has to be Michvas Eish. It starts off from some sort of burn. Alright, so the pasuk says, Michvas Eish. Ein li ela shenichla ve'eish. I know that this starts off as being a burn from a fire, but nichvas by the chelas, if you burn by a coal, beremets by some sort of the hot ashes, besid roseach, the hot line, begifsis roseach, another sort of hot produce, v'chol davar haba min ha'or, and anything else that comes from the heat, lasuy chamei ha'or, to include water that came from the or. Minayin, how do I know that that's the case, that even counts as the lead into this tzaras issue? Tamilomar michwa michariba. That's why he says the word michwa two times. So Gemara says, here's a question. The taima, the Rabbi Rachmana michwa michwa. Because it says michwa michwa, that's why it includes everything else. But had it not included michwa michwa, halo Rabbi Rachmana michwa michwa, kecholim lav eish ninhu. Coals only get the status of eish for the tzaras because of the gezeiros kasuv of michwa michwa. Right, because in the Revoy, had you not had Michla Michla, Kachelos would not be considered Eish. So if Kachelos was not considered Eish, Rebbe, how can you say that you can roast the Korban Pesach on Kachelos? So Gemara is going to give an answer here, then is going to go into some sort, and then go to diverge into a sidebar, and then we're going to give another answer on Amid Beis. So Amr Lei, so Chizr answers Ravach Devai Barami, Kachelos Shil Eitz Lo Istrachol Krali Kruve. No. We don't need in the case of tzaras, we're not including a coal from an ember from wood. That you know without a doubt. What the pasuk is coming to conclude is gachelos of matechas. So meaning gachelos shel eitz is already eish without the extra limud, and that's what Rebbe is talking about. That's why it's considered eish. See inside. Amalei gachelos shel eitz lo itzrich kral lirube lo itzrich kral lirabuye. He itzrich kral. What do you need the pasuk for? Le gachelos shel matechas. It's only talking. You don't need the pasuk to teach me that even a burn from a metallic object that's considered enough to start the tzaras process. We don't need a leave to teach us that kachel shel eitz. And Rebbe is talking about kachel shel eitz. That is considered eish. And if it is considered eish, you should roast the Korban Pesach on it. Okay. So now the Gemara asks aside the kachel shel matechas lav eish hu. Wait a second. Is it really true that gachelas of metal is not considered eish? Lahal, it's been the case of Srefas Bas Kohen. How do you burn the Srefas Bas Kohen? You don't burn her at the stake. You pour hot molten lead or metal down her throat and you burn her that way. Because that's considered the Hakarei HaKamocha, what we see. Lahal, Gabe Bas Kohen, the Xiv there, it says, Ba'esh Tisareif. She should be burned. It says, Eish. And what are we using for the ish? Right, but Amar Rav Masna, Psilah Shel Eder, how you osed in law, and that's how you burn it. You would burn it. You would prepare these, I guess, these wicks of lead or something like that, and you pour it into her mouth, and she would die. So you see that from metal, that is that's Gachel Shomateches. It's burnt metal, Gachel Shomateches, and that's considered ish. That's used to burn. That's used for sreifa. That's used for ish. So what are you telling me that Gachel Shel Eish is not considered? Is not Gachel Shomateches is not considered ish? See, it is considered ish. So Gemara says, no, Shani Hashem, there it's different. The Amar Krah, because the Pasuk says, by Eish to Saref, and from it could just say by Eish, you should die by Eish. What's by Eish to Saref? To Saref, the extra to Saref is La Rabos, Kol Srefos Habos Min Eish. To come to include anything that comes from a fire. Not necessarily Eish itself, but anything that comes from an Eish. And here, if it's heated up by an Eish, that's sufficient enough, and that's why the metal, it works. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, the culture came by Eish Atzma, right? So let's burn her with fire itself. Naki Fulab Bechavis Moshe Nakala. Wrap her up and burn her at the stake. You can use Eish, if the derivatives of Eish, use Eish itself. So Gemara says, no, the Asiya Srefa Srefa Mibnei Aron. We could look at Gerei Rishava or Hekesh of Srefa Srefa from what happened to Nadav and Viyu. Mala Hala, just over there, Srefa Sneshama of Guf Kayam. Afkan Srefa Sneshama of Guf Kayam. Over there, what does it mean it was burnt? It was burned from the inside out. But the body remained intact. So if you burn her at the stake, the body's not going to remain intact. It's going to get burnt. So therefore, you have to do something that it burns her, but she remains intact, and that would be internal. That's why you burn. That's why you don't use actual fire. You can use derivatives of fire and pour it down her mouth, but you can't use actual fire because then it will no longer be her body would no longer remain remain intact.
So
that's a lot of the midrashim say that that's how they were burned. It would Rashi brings down there also that the fire entered the nose and burned them from the inside. So Gemara and Sanhedrin, I think. Right. What does it say there? Because it says Vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Right. They died. It doesn't say Vayisrafu. They were burnt, but they didn't. They would die with fire, but they weren't burnt. It says Vayamusu. So the Yamus, they say that they died regularly. Their bodies were still there. It's Gemara Sanhedrin.
They don't went in the nose.
Yeah, that's what says went
in
the nose.
In their mouth.
Okay, maybe went through their mouth also. I don't know. Okay. So what, you want to pour it down her nose? You want to... All right. So the Gemara says, Navid lechameor. Let's use hot water. Burn her with hot water. Why don't you burn her with? Why are you burning with the metal? With the molten metal, burn it with the boiling water. That's also going to keep the body intact. So Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says, the Rav Nachman Amakra, Behat Lerecha Kamocha, she'll love your neighbor like thyself. Birlo Misa Yafa, you have to give her the better death. Apparently, burning with the hot metal is a better death. It's not in Misa Menuvel, but with the water, it's a Misa Menuvel. Like boiling somebody is probably a Misa Menuvel, so that's probably pretty gross. But if you
molten lead sounds pretty gross.
Down there also, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting though, I don't know if it's true, but it's an interesting research project. Where else, when the Shas uses the terms, is it anywhere else than Misa Borlo and Misa Yafa? Is that what it says about Hatoreha Kamocha there? But usually it says it in the negative. Don't do to, like, when it comes to Hillel, it doesn't say Bahatwaycha Kamocha. It says, don't do to your neighbor what you do to yourself. Oftentimes, Bahatwaycha Kamocha comes to the Birla Misa Yafa. That's a good, just do with a Barilan thing, you can find out pretty quickly. Okay. No, it doesn't apply to being nice to your friends. It doesn't apply to any of that stuff. Right. I mean, it applies, it's just not used in that context in the Gemara. I'm being recorded, I gotta be careful. They can't. Well, if you have a homer, if you're gonna burn her with metal, you should help the old lady with her packages. Okay.
But maybe the option right now.
I don't know.
What do you think? Hot water or the molten lead?
I don't think I would pick either. I don't think I would pick either. Let's make a deal. Okay. V'chimei afkar de'ikar Rav Nachman. Now that we have this dinner of Rav Nachman of Ahat L'Recha Kamocha, which means Borlo Misa Yafa. Gzeir Shava Lamli. So why need the Gzeir Shava to Srefa Srefa to Bnei Aaron? That's good. That's to burn them from at the stake. It's not Miso Yafa, right? That will agree that it's better to have the body intact than not have the body intact. So Amris, they send the yeshiva, Ilav Gzeir Shava. Had it not been for the Gzeir Shava, right? Hava Amina, I would have thought that Sreifas Nesham Gufkayim Lav Sreifahi. That was that just that that's not considered Sreifa. I was told that burning means burning. That you have to, if the goof is around, that's not considered Sreifa. So therefore, I learned from Misa Bnei Aaron that that's considered a valid Sreifa. The Imishim the Rav Nachman, and if I would, and if Rav Nachman Nefush Lechavilis, if it was only Rav Nachman, I would have said Nefush Lechavilis Mu is Tuba Kihechet Thomas Ba'Agala. If you had, there's a lot of if you had, you could have just given her extra Chavilis Muros and then make a big, big fire so she would die quickly. Maybe that would be enough, right? Ba'Agala, Hashta Ba'Agala means quickly, not in wagons. It means very quickly, right? Hashta Ba'Agala. So, Agala means she should die quickly. So, Kamash Malan, so comes to teach us, I need both. The Gzeir Shavet Bnei Aaron teaches me that Sreifas Neshama B'Guf Chaim is Sreifa. And then we have the dinner of Nachman. Then Misa Yafa would mean something that you could keep the, that has to keep the Guf Kayam, and that's pouring the lead down her throat, and not by burning her with these with the Chavilis and Muros. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to ask on this Roshos. The Ella, for the fact that we said to Saraif, right? We said the Ish to Saraif, right? We see to Saraif that we told you once we, it says the Ish to Saraif on the Bas Kohen. So once we have to Saraif, what does Ish come to teach us? Because Ish is not teaching us fire, but we're not using fire. So Eish Lamali. So he says Lafuki Avar Meikaro. It comes to exclude. You have to heat up the lead. It can't be some sort of, if you mined for some sort of hot stuff underground and you it was hot by itself, like it's hurt, heated up by the Earth's core. That's not sufficient. You have to have something that's actually used by that's created by fire. Okay. All right. So we said that the Bas Kohen to Saraif. We say that. We had the Havamina to teach us that you can burn her with anything that comes from that anything that's heated up by fire. So the Gemara says, "Armalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zera, v'chol hecha d'ksiv ba'esh tesareif." Any place where it says ba'esh tesareif, is that l'rabos kol sareif as avos machmos esu? Does that come to include any item that's heated by fire? Because we said by her, what did she say by her? We said ba'esh tesareif. Right, so Tisaref came to include other things, and it came to include anything heated up, and then we had these other limudim to make sure it was the lead. But Tisaref means, Ba'ish Tisaref means anything that's created by fire. So there's that, L'rabas kol Tisarefus bos machmos eshu, v'ha gabi parmenes rafim. What about the parmenes rafim? Right, the karbanos, that these are brought as a chatos, we sprinkle their blood inside the heichal, and you have to burn them. It's the par kohen Mashiach, and it's the par ham davashal tzivor, the ksibahu. It says by them, v'sarach oso al ha'etzin ba'ish. So you have Saraf and Eish in the Pasuk as well. And Tanya, we learn in Abraisa that Ba'esh, right, Ba'esh means Dafka Ba'esh. Velo b'sid roseach, velo gibsin roseach. You have to be Dafka with fire. Before you said Eish to Saraf in the Pasuk means anything. Now you're saying Eish to Saraf and it has to be fire. So Amrleh, Hachiyasha, what's comparison? Hasim siv Ba'esh, v'hadribe to Saraf. And the Bas Kohen says Eish to Saraf. The Rabos called Sarafos Abbas Machmosh Ace. That comes to include all types of Sarafos. But Hakka, by the Parmas Rakh, Miksiv, the Saraf also, El Haitzim Ba'ish. It doesn't say, right? It says, Livasof Ash, Lememra de Ain Ash, Mediachrina. Sorry, Livasof Ash, Lememra de Ash in Mediachrina Lo. It doesn't say the Ash of Saraf. It says the Saraf. How do you do the Saraf by these part, by these Karbanos? Ba'esh. It's a miut in the pasuk. It doesn't say ba'esh tesareif. You have to read the pasuk correctly. The esh is a few words after the sarah. Sarah also how? Ba'esh. Okay. Now the Gemara says, hasam nami, but no, by the parman sarafim, you look at another pasuk. Hasam nami ksiv is sreifa livasof. It says sreif at the end of a pasuk. Look at a different pasuk. The ksiv, it says, al shefech hadeshen yisareif. So it says Saraf, esh tesareif. So the sarif is now modifying the esh, which would mean, based on what we learned before, mean any type of heat. Right? Rashi says, Seifa dehu kra, dexiv behu ba'eshu. The Gemara says, Amri, the sender yeshiva, hahu yisareif, that yisareif at the end of the pasuk there by the Paraman Yisrafim is miboyle lechidasanya. We need it for the following limud. Right? Yisareif afopish ein sham deshen, yisareif afopish yitzvah or berubo. That yisareif, basically you're supposed to burn these Paraman Yisrafim by the deshen. So even if the Tumas Hadeshen is no longer, it's not there, it was taken away, you still have to burn it there. And even if we don't say Rubo Kukul over here, even if Rove, right, even though Hitches are Orbe Rubo, and you think that's considered burnt, no, these Primus Ramen have to be completely obliterated, and you have to continue burning, that's what Yisareif means to be, a complete burning. Okay. Now we're up to answer number two. Do you remember the question? The question was on Rabbi. Ravi said that you can slit the Korban Pesach and you can roast it over coals, and the coals was considered an actual fire, and that's considered a valid slit. But we asked the kasha on from what said sliyeh sliyeh shtei pamim, right? It says by the klipe orla. We said by the case of the klipe orla that if you swept it away, that's still considered, then it's mutter, even if you hold shvach eitzim apas, because that's not considered ish. And so that's the and then they asked the kasha, well, how can that be? Is that the question we're talking about? Yeah. The question we asked them was from the tsaras. The tsaras, we learned out, they said michlas eish, and the only reason why we learned that coals count as michlas eish, so it says michlas shtei pa'amim. Had it not said michlas shtei pa'amim, then gachalim would not be considered eish. If gachalim would not be considered eish, then it cannot be a valid sli for the Korban Pesach. So now answer number two. Ravina says, kroch utni, basically put the comma in a different place. We have to and read the brisa, I guess, as follows: Michlas Eish. When it comes to Taras, Ein li Ella shenichla the Eish ubigachelas. You just take the gachelas and put the gachelas with the Eish, right? Don't say before. Right before we answered that the difference was that there gachel talked about the difference between gachelas shal Eitz and gachelas shal Matechas. It was two different things. Then we got sidetracked on gachelas on Matechas. Here he's saying, no, there's no problem, because when we make the limud by michlas eish, by tsaras, gachelos is included in the eish part. So, ein li ela, en li nichva be'eshu b'chelos. I know without michlas, I know that eish and gachelos are considered eish, and then there's no problem for Rebbe, right? Nichva be'remetz, be'sid roseach, be'gafsiz roseach, be'chol dover bo machmas or, la suye chame or, minayin, hamlo michla riba. Michla comes to include everything else, but gachelos is already in the first category of eish. If gachelos is ish, then it's valid for tzli of the Korban Pesach. Okay. The Gemara is now going to bring another question on Rebbe, who said that if you put the Korban Pesach on the coals, on the gacholim, that's considered ish. So now we're going to have three levels of coals. Basically, you have smoldering coals, which is lowest level, which that just means there's no flame in there. They're flickering coals. This is the distinction that the article brings, and actual coals that are actually on fire, they're actually burning. You have the flame. Okay, so Rava asked the question on Rebbe. Mi amar Rebbe gacholim ikru ish. Did Rebbe really say that gacholim, that coals are considered fire and therefore they'd be valid for tzli of a Korban Pesach? Uri minu. I'll ask you the following question from the avod of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Right, he brings the Ketores into Kodesh Kodeshim. Right, it says in the pasuk there, "V'lakach malo machta gachalei eish me'al b'mizbeach." He takes these gachalei eish, these coals of fire, from the mizbeach. So the Brisa says as follows: gachalei. Had it just said gachalei without the word eish, yochol, I would have thought omamos. I would have thought that he takes specifically omos, which means smoldering coals that they're already put out, and there's actually no fire there. Right. But Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says Eish. It says Eish, that it has to have a little bit of fire. E Eish, and had it said Eish without Gachalei, right, that I would have said Yochel Shal Heaven. It should be coals that are actually on fire. Level 3 coals, right? So the Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk says Gachalei, to basically temper the two extremes and put it in the middle. Haketza, what's that? Maybe Min HaLocha Shos. Gachalei Eish means Locha Shos, which means there's fire inside, but they're not on fire. You know, I guess they're hot, they're red, and they're burning. So the Gemara says, okay. First the Gemara asks, but there's an internal contradiction or difficulty with the Brisa. Hagufa Kasha, this Brisa itself is different. Amarta, you said originally, if it just said Gachalei without Eish, Yochel Omos. You would have thought that it's Omos means that they're already put out. Alma, Lochashos, then that means you would think that the next level, Lochashos, is considered Eish. It means what, you skipped one level. You would think that Lochashos is Eish. Well, then Ve'im Asefa, Ve'yesh, Yochel Shalheves. You would thought Shalheves. Right? Talmud Lomer Gachalei, Alma, Lochashos Laveish Nenu. Then that's why the Lochashos are not considered Eish. Are Lochashos, are level 2 coals Eish or not? The Diyuk from the race to the first part of the price is that Lochashos are considered Eish. The Diyuk from the second part is that they're not considered Eish. So what is it? So Amar of Sheish, Rishis is as follows. Halki Katani, and after this we'll get to the Kasha. Halki Katani, this is how you learn the Brisa. Gachalei. It says the words Gachalei in the Pasuk. Yocho, Bain Omos, or Bain Lochashos, you would think that it could, that includes level 1 and level 2, that the Torah didn't care. It could be Lochashos, and it could be Omos. Talmud Lomer, Eish, it requires Eish, which means it has to be a fire. If it, eish, if it was Eish, Yocho Shal Heves, you would think that it could be actual burning. Talmud Lomer, Gachalei, therefore comes Gachalei. HaKetzat, so what do you do? Maybe Min HaLochashos. I'm not exactly sure how that helps you, because what about the Omos? But you want proof from you that you only bring the smoldering ones, the level one coals. Mikol makom, nevertheless, you see from here that gechalim, that stam gach leish, is not considered ish. It's not on fire. It's not ish. Right? You see from here, the Brisa says that if you had just written gachale without ish, you wouldn't have known. So meaning Gachalei Stam are not considered Eish. If Gachalim are not considered Eish, then how is Rebbe roasting the Korban Pesach on Eish? I mean, Rebbe's not roasting the Korban Pesach. He lived about 130 years minimum after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But as he said, the halacha is that you're roasting the Korban Pesach on the Tekash of the Rebbe. But he says Gachalim are called Eish. So Gemara's answer is Amar Abaye. Abaye says Tari Tachi. This is how we can learn the Brisa that it won't be a Kasha on Rebbe. Okay, so we're going to relearn the Brisa about the coals on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says Gachalei. So Yachol, I would have thought Omamos below Lochashos. I would have thought level 1 and not level 2, meaning smoldering and not flickering flickering coals. Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk says Ish. Now, the E-H, had it just said Ish, Yachol Rotza Shalheves Yavi Rotza Gacheles Yavi. I would have thought, if it just said Ish, you can bring Shalheves, or you can bring or you can bring Gachelas, or you can bring the second one. So therefore, Gachalim are considered Eish. Everybody puts it, you would think they are considered Eish. So therefore, Talmud Lomer, Gachalei, Haketza, maybe even a Lochashos. You have to bring Dafka from the Lochashos. You have to bring from level 2. You have to bring from level 2. But what Abaye does is he says that when you would have had the Havim, you had to bring Eish, that included Gachalim. That Gachalim are still considered Eish. So Amar Rava, but Rava asks, and some of the gears I think is Rava. So Amar Rava, how can you explain the Brisa this way? That Rotza Gacheles Yavi, Rotza Shalheves Yavi, Shalheves below Gacheles Hechi Mishkachasla. How is it possible? What? How do you have that? How can you bring? How can you carry it? Now, how is it possible? What does it mean, shel heves below gacheles? How does it bring that? Right? It says, could go into shafi lamon mishka, you guess you poured some sort of oil on it, but atuli be nura, and you have this fire burning, otherwise he has to hold it. Right? He has to hold it. So if it's burning, the whole thing's on fire, how's he holding it? How's the only way to bring that? How's the only way to bring a coal that's actually on fire? I mean, coal is actually.
Fire.
What?
How do you bring fire?
Well, that's what we're saying. So how do you do it? So you put oil on the top of the coal, and that burns, and you hold the bottom. But that's not considered. But that's not nice, right? He says the shopping among the mishka be itul beinura, and the oil goes on fire. So who li krol lemuute? Who lamli krol lemuute? Why did the pasuk to be ma'amimait this type of coal? Hashlof the melech basar dam inyos and came the melech machem lokos baruch lokos again. This is bizarre to bring it like that, to walk in holding, I guess, a torch. I guess that's assumed that that's not going to be the appropriate way. So that cannot be, and that cannot be the shalheves. That can't be that you cannot have had a havamim that you would bring something that's burning like that. So El Amar Rava Tari Tachi. This is how you explain the Brisa. There won't be a kasha on Rebbe. Again, the point is we have to prove that Gachalim are considered fire. Because if Gachalim are not considered fire, then Rebbe has a problem. So El Amar Rava Tari Tachi. Rava Tari Tachi. That's why I think the original Gersa, it's not Rava, it's Rava. Because over here, Rava's giving the answer. So he must have asked the kasha on Abaye, and now he's giving his own Teretz. So El Amar Rava Tari Tachi. This is how you explain the Brisa. It says Gachalim. Remember, it says Gachalim Eish. So if it just said Gachalim, Yachol Omamos below Lochashos. I would think that you would have to bring level 1 and not level 2. Tamalomer Eish, therefore Eish says that I can bring the Lochashos, the flickering, the level 2. The E Eish had just said Eish, Yochol Yavi, Mechza Gacheles, Umechza Shalheves, right? I should bring, start with half of it on just regular Gachalim, and half of it meaning actual on fire, Shalheves. At the Ayel Legaveh, Habikul Gacheles, and then when you finally, by the time you get to the Heichal, the fire would go out, and they would all be gacheles. Talmud Lomer, therefore the pasuk says, "V'lakach melo hamachla gachle eish me'al mizbeach mishas lekicha gachalim." And they have the gachalim. From the time you take it from the mizbeach, it has to be these gachalim. But you see, for the way he interprets the brisa, the gachalim are included in eish. So once gachalim are again included in eish, the rabbi has no problem because gachalim are eish. Right? How does that work? Because he says Talmud Lomer eish. You would have thought. Therefore, it says eish. and the Eish, and it just said Eish, Yavi, half Gachelas and half Shalheves. I mean, Gachelas is included in the Eish. And you thought you have to bring half Gachelas and half Shalheves. Talmud Lomar, no, that it has to be, that for the time you take it, it has to be Gachalim. So Gachle, Eish, means level two coals, which are considered fire. Okay.
If, wait a minute. If you say that he brings the coals in a machta, what's the kasha?
He brings in the pan, right?
Yeah, so is kasha. Who's the original kasha? You said you can't carry it.
That was a different, because no, because how do you bring burning coals? I said it wrong. He says it's not nice to bring it. To have them to be brought when they're on fire, that's not considered a nice way to bring the coals in.
But you say we don't do it that way.
We don't do it that way. No, but we say gachleish, and that comes to teach us. Gachleish comes to teach us level two. Not that they're burning, not that they're on fire, they're flickering. It's level two. It's gachalim, not right. But it comes to teach us that it has to be gachalim from the moment that you take them off of the mizbeach. Ibai luhu. So it's finished up to the Mishnah. Ibai luhu. They asked the shaila in the yeshiva: is omamosh with an aleph or omamosh with an ayin? Right? How do you spell it? Please. They wanted to know what's the right word. So Amar Rabbi Yitzhak. You say omos is with an ayin, because that comes from the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says, Arazim lo amamuhu began Elohim. That, I guess, the cedar trees, and he had the vision that they were burning, they didn't burn. Like, lo amamuhu began Elohim, they won't burn up in I don't know how it ties to the pasuk.
Cedars cannot dim in the garden of the Lord.
The cedars will not dim.
His splendor in the garden of the Lord.
Okay. What? He's not glimming the garden of the hand. It's going to be strong. But you see that Amamuhu was with an ayin. And you therefore say that Amamuhu was with an ayin, not with an al. Okay. We'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow. The Mishnah. Very fundamental. Daf tomorrow. Sorry. We'll learn tonight at 9:15.